was originally started up with the idea that it would be sent free to everyone who subscribed not only to the Australian Opera but to the state companies and to members of Friends organisations in all states. And nobody actually had much of an idea how many people there were. It was assumed, for instance, that everybody who was a member of a Friends organization would naturally enough be a subscriber to the Opera, but this in fact proved not to be the case, that there are quite a lot of people who are members of support organizations who are not able to subscribe, not only for physical reasons, but they might be old and infirm or incapacitated in one way or another, but they might live in the country and not be able for that reason to subscribe. And some of them, the cost factor comes into it, that it's a lot cheaper to buy a magazine or to be a member of the support organization and go down to the Big Snow once or twice a year to see performances. When I was in Wagga, I used to go to Sydney or Melbourne when the opera was on and spend 2 or 3 days and see 2 or 3 productions. But I could. There would have been no point in my being a subscriber, right. Although, of course, in those days that was predating the opera subscriptions anyhow, which didn't start until 1968, I think, in Sydney. It was just after we moved from Canberra to Sydney. The net effect was that on its free distribution level, Opera Australia got up to a circulation of something like 27,500. And the only way this could ever have worked would have been if the opera company had been prepared to build in a levy to subscribers' prices to cover the cost of distribution of the paper, which the board of the Australian Opera consistently refused to do, although for a couple of years the state companies in Queensland and South Australia did, in fact, levy their subscribers for the cost of the paper. The crunch came when the opera company had a very successful subscription drive in Melbourne and gave me 4,000 new names to add to the subscription list 1 month, and not one penny of additional income. And, of course, although the fact that the paper was right from the beginning a tabloid newspaper and therefore the run-on cost of producing additional copies, you're talking in terms of maybe $100 a thousand, is very low. You still can't get around the problem of the postage and the actual costs of establishing and maintaining a computerized file so that you can produce labels. And originally our distribution was tied to the subscription list of the Australian Opera, which was fine for the first 2 months, but after that their subscription list is geared to be updated once a year to send out renewals to people. But unfortunately people don't conveniently die on the same day every year or move address on the same day every year. So we were getting complaints after the first couple of issues, you know, Aunt Maisie died and we told you last month. Why are we still getting this? And so that this was long before now you can buy for $50 or $100, you can buy a program that will do this, but we had to pay a computer programmer $4,000 or thereabouts in 1978 just to devise a program which would cope with the problem of this mailing list so that we could actually produce a set of labels each month in order to enable us to send the paper out.